Now, all this week across the station, we're going to be spraying the cupola focal as part of Shocked in the Gaeilge. Our reporter, Josh Crosby, set out to find Irish being spoken where you might not expect.
I don't have much Irish, but I would say Gramahagat, Slancha, you know, can you give me the banya, please? That kind of thing.
Cupola focal, Pog Mahon, all this kind of stuff.
Try to speak a bit here and there, do you know what I mean? A few words.
Slán, lad. You were kind of going to wash out a hulia, all that stuff, you know.
For many of us, we only remember the basics. But with new Gaeilge schools opening their doors, more and more Gaeilge can be heard in urban pockets. In the diverse village of Talla sits the Ainse Gael Cafe. It may be over 60 kilometres from the nearest Gaeltacht, but it's a place where Irish is the language of choice. The bilingual cafe opened in 2019 in the cultural centre in Talla. From scones to t-shirts, the menu comes in both Irish and English. I sat down with some of the staff, who are all Gaeilge-ry, to hear how it works.
Hi Josh, it's Misha Mairead, August Tommy Gubber in Ainse Gael in Talla Village. Country style coffee shop, and we speak Irish, and people come to learn Irish and to speak Irish, and it's a way of keeping the Irish language alive.
So you're driving through Talla Village and there you have an Irish speaking cafe.
And we've a lot of Irish schools in the area. Parents and local people wanted a place to use their language and keep the grow the language and keep the language alive.
And Irish is obviously the preferred language to be used in here, but is Berla
everybody's us Berla, yeah, everybody welcome. We have to speak Irish, but everybody's welcome, all languages, and we've a lot of people that speak Irish here and people that are learning.
You're not only coming in for your cockamillish,
coming in for your cupola focal also, and it's a lovely community space. It is very cosy and very country-like. As you think you're in Connemara when you come in here.
A slice of Irish with a slice of cake can be a rare sight in the capital, but the customers travel from near and far to soak up the culture.
So I was the first customer that ever came here.
You're the very first customer.
Very first customer.
Well, you must have been interested when you saw that an Irish cafe was opening.
I was, because I hadn't spoken Irish since 1963. And suddenly, great, there's an opportunity to speak Irish. Now, I got talking to the manageress, and she was speaking in Irish to me. And then I gradually started learning the word, relearning the words again. We started talking, and she said, you have a very good standard of Irish. I said, well, I haven't spoken it for 30-odd years. And I started coming here then and getting more and more practice.
And you were hearing words being spoken around the cafe, and it brought it back. They noticed that your Irish was above average, so they asked you to start helping out down here, Dave.
They did, yeah. We just advertised for a few people to come.
And was there good interest in the classes?
There was, yeah.
People from the area might not have spoken Irish that much?
A lot of people.
And what does it mean to have a space like this where you can come down and you can have your tea, but also to be living your culture and sharing words and Irish?
It's brilliant.
It's Mr. Garroger Coughlin, Tommy Os, Conde Roscommon, yeah.
And you're here now in Talla. I interrupted you having your cup of tea, but I see you were reading the paper there through Irish as well.
Well, the Shocked in the Gaeilge is on this week as well, and so there's a big article on the Shocked in the Gaeilge in Irish.
But does it surprise you to have an Irish cafe here in the middle of Talla?
It is very surprising as well, yeah. Very successful.
You're a few miles away from Roscommon now, but do you feel kind of at home here, to be able to come into a space and to be able to speak in Irish?
I feel at home as well, that's right, yeah. Because it was a long time ago since I practiced Irish as well, you know, so I can brush up on my language and the grammar here. But it certainly is a good idea to promote the Irish language as well. Yeah.
Someone might be coming in for their tea or their cake, but they're also picking up a few words as they go on.
That's it. Right. Even if you say, cup on tay, led the hall, or Bowalum cup on tay. No, that's all you have to say.
That's
and
right.
Then they start speaking in Irish. Trouble is,
I say, when I normally come in here, I say, Bowalum cup on tay, I go, Cock a Millish.
Yeah.
Scona. Scona. Kerish Johan and Novan. That's all, you know.
So, how do we get more people to speak the language? Is it by creating spaces such as the Ainse Gael Cafe, or is it back to the classroom?
I suppose just throw it into, you know, common chats, like just use it a bit more, you know, little phrases even would help. But it's just, I don't know where you'd go if you want to speak it other than Spidale or something, do you know?
Even if people speak a word, encourage that, so words become two and two become, eventually, my God, I just said the sentence in Irish. I know it sounds a bit not great, but I think it's a start, you know.
Very good. Slán.
Oh, Slán, lad.